right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. I hope everyone is staying safe. And today we're going to talk about things that you might can watch on Netflix. And one of those movies is Extraction, starring Chris Hemsworth. And the director is Sam Hargrave, who was Chris Evans' stunt double in most of the Captain America movies and Marvel movies. You kind of get a certain level of action when you have a stunt coordinator directing the movie. So if you think about things like John Wick, that John Wick kind of elevated action a little bit. That's kind of what you get with this. So the writers are Joe Russo, Andy Parks, and stars Chris Hemsworth, mostly, and everyone else is just Indian actors. Synopsis is Tyler Rake, a fearless black market mercenary, embarks on the most deadly extraction of his career. So the movie starts off with a kid named Ovi in India. Teenager, late teens. The one thing is that he's hanging out with his friends and he gets home late. And the person you might think that is his father is actually his father's assistant. He's very upset that he came home late. The kid, Ovi, sneaks out later on to hang out with his friends again. They're at a club. While they're outside smoking some weed, two officers show up. It's like, hey, you know, what are you guys doing? Then he shoots his friend.
Right there is what caught me. I was like, damn!
Yeah, so they kidnap Ovi, and then it shoots to Chris Hemsworth, who is a private military contractor with a whole team to get Ovi back, because Ovi has been abducted by a rival drug lord. His father's a drug kingpin. Everything goes wrong from that point on when Chris Hemsworth begins to try to start the mission. So it goes wrong very early on. It takes place in Bangladesh and India. That's where we'll stop. Big Mike, what did you think of Extraction?
I thought it was really entertaining. I'm not sure what all the Russo brothers had to do with it, but I know after the movie, I told my wife, I said, these dudes could just write a blank check at this point, because it seems like everything their name's attached to is good and enjoyable. I thought the action was great. It felt like an old action movie, but with a lot of modern stuff to it. I like the fight scenes. I did get a little confused on who was repping who or doing what, but kind of figured that out and then was like, this is a really good concept.
There's more than one backstab in this movie, and it gets a little confusing after a while, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought it was really good, and I like the interaction between Chris Hemsworth and the boy. I thought that was really well acted out. You brought up the fact that a stunt coordinator directed it. You could see it in the action. Like I said, the action was amazing to me. Really like a breath of fresh air, especially for something that went straight to Netflix. I personally liked it.
Well, the Russos are credited for the screenplay, the story, the overall arcing story. So,
Andy Parks and Joe Nancy Russo wrote the original graphic novel.
Thanks for that clarification, Keith. And we'll go to Matt. What did you think of Extraction?
I love the movie. I felt it was a great action movie. There wasn't a lot of character death behind it, but it's essentially just an action movie. If you crave action and extreme violence, this is it. Thor meets John Wick with modernized cinematography. That's what I really, really, really loved about it. I'm not as in-depth as, let's say, Barry and James. Actually felt like you were in the action scene, even vehicle chases. You know what? For a Netflix movie, I felt like I got my money's worth. Pleasantly surprised. I did not expect this to be anything as great as it was, especially being it was on Netflix. If anything, this is something that you can actually do a Netflix and chill with this actual movie. I loved it.
Keith, what did you think of Extraction?
I liked it. There were some pacing issues in there. Like, first act is outstanding. You get 11 minutes of just nonstop one take, pure action, an 11-minute single take. Everybody involved in that did a phenomenal job. Interview where Chris Hemsworth said he was about ready to collapse after that whole thing, and I believe him. That whole scene from the time he got the boy all the way to got into the truck and drove away out of the city, that was all one take. All 11 minutes.
Yeah, and it's a true one take. It's not that they're piecing together scenes or it's going behind a wall and then all of a sudden, 1917 is that trick shots continue a one take. But this was a true one-taker. Go ahead.
Extremely well done. So Sam Hargrave deserves credit for that. And I'm looking forward to his next film. The pacing was a little off. Like, after the first act, you kind of get some downtime. Even in the first act, it was broken up with some stuff with Ovi. You didn't understand what was going on, piecing together what was happening in his world. And it just kind of felt like that. Even the scenes with David Harbour's house, even that dragged out a little too long. A lot of areas where it could have been cut just to kind of keep it in the action movie vein. I think they'd have gone more into John Wick 1 rather than trying to be more like John Wick Chapter 3, then it would have been a lot stronger of a movie. Applaud them for wanting to diversify and kind of mix it up a little bit. I wasn't a fan of the setting. Granted, India is underutilized. There's a lot of stuff going on there that could be utilized for an action movie and everything, but it's hard to believe that India is this insane drug cowboy Wild West environment. Probably should have stuck with the original setting of the comic book, Dead Mexico, been done to death, the whole someone getting kidnapped in Mexico or South America for ransom or whatever. There's a reason why that trope is there, is because it's accurate. It makes sense. That happened in India. It's interesting. I haven't really heard or seen much of that going down there, but I mean, what do I know?
All right. Well, let's go to James. James.
I enjoyed the movie. It was a lot better than what I expected. I was hearing a lot about it and how the action sequences were, and I was very impressed. The fight choreography was pretty good. Cinematography was great. I especially liked what we already discussed, that one take action shot. That was amazing. I could understand why he felt that he was about to pass out, because it was just very, very intense. And it seemed like it puts you in the movie as it being, I mean, we all know it's a movie, but it just seemed very realistic. You know what I mean? That was a good thing. Only issue that I had with this movie is that it was at times kind of hard to follow. Piggyback on what Mike said, I wasn't sure who was on whose side and all this other stuff. So I was confused on that. I believe there was some character development, but it was kind of cliche. The boy that he was escorting was basically kind of making him think his life decisions, and it became a change of character because he became more of, I'm going to say, a positive influence. He became more of a good guy. Let's be honest here. I mean, he wasn't a good guy. Hemsworth's character was not a good guy. He was a mercenary. Mercenaries are just hired killers. Call it what it is. And that's very cliche when it comes to stories like this. You and I, Barry, we talked about this movie reminding us of Man on Fire with Denzel Washington.
Definitely.
So outside of those things, I thought it was a very good movie. I mean, we'll watch it again. I think it's something I missed because I was just so enamored with the action. Like, it was just, wasn't really paying attention to the story. That's probably why I didn't understand who was on whose side. But the action alone was just amazing. I mean, the very beginning, what you mentioned earlier in the podcast about when the cops came up to him and his friends and they were smoking, and he was like, oh, everything's cool, man, and just shot his friend like straight up point blank in the head. I was like, oh, as a matter of fact, I think you heard me say that because I was watching it while I was talking to you. So at that point, I was invested because I did not expect that. It's rare that you see a child or a teenager killed on screen. Usually they do a quick cutaway. That was kind of brutal. Yeah. So
then they took it up a level when they threw that kid off the roof.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the movie. The action was great. The story was okay. But I'm going to probably, like I said, I'm going to give another watch to see if the story is better than what I think it is. Because like I said, I kind of got distracted by the action because it was so good. And the cinematography was pretty good. The way they shot the film was good. I mean, there's a lot of positives in this, but yet there are very few negatives in my opinion.
All right. So I like this movie. There are some issues with this. And I think I was talking to the guys before about things like The Raid. The Raid has a story, but the purpose of it is really to foster the action. The Raid has a very loose story. Maybe Man on Fire has a more fleshed out version of that story, but it's not what you go to these movies for. You want to see the action, and you want the action to be competent, and you want the action to be consistent. And it is. That's what you're going to get if the movie's directed by a stunt coordinator. You don't expect that to be bad. At first, when I saw the one take, I was like, all right, well, I guess the big trick is over and the cat's out of the bag. But I mean, the story's competent, but it's not great. And some of the writing is a little weak. And I mean, I kind of knew where it was going initially when the movie kind of started off at the end, the immediate rest, and then Chris Hemsworth having flashbacks of his family. It's like, okay, well, I know where this is going. Obviously, he's going to foster a relationship with the kid, but it's okay. I mean, if it's Sam Hargrave's like real first directing, I would definitely watch what he does next. Going to maybe get something the level of John Wick to John Wick 2. If that's the case, I would be on board with that. Comments?
He did a pretty good job translating what was on screen and then kind of being inventive with the action sequences. They felt real, but at the same time, entertaining enough. Keep mentioning John Wick and everything. But there was still that level of over-the-top action movie, those same ones from back in the 80s where he's just doing these superhuman things, but they seem believable. I think the only digital effects they used were blood We'll just add some blood work splatters and stuff. Everything else was practical and well done. Like I said, the only thing I had problems with was the pacing and basically it. So I'm pretty much on.
To James's point, that the camera work was on point. Yeah, somebody that favors camera work, it was very good. I mean, particularly with the one take, because same thing with the raid, that you are there along with the actors and everything is going on set, and the camera is always in the right position. It's not where it is the Bourne supremacy, where the camera is in the blinds in the window for some random reason. It's like they're fighting over there. Why can't I see that? So, but the story is just a little weak. I mean, obviously you have the Russos maybe buffing up the story, and then Sam Hargrave doing the directing and the action, but it's okay. I mean, it's watchable. So let's get the scores. And Mike, what score would you give Extraction?
A Netflix movie that I actually found enjoyable that I would watch again, I will give it an 8.5. Like I said, I really liked the action, really enjoyed the movie. Sit here and watch it again right now, which is not usually how I feel after most Netflix originals, but like I said, I really enjoyed this one.
Matt?
Give the movie an 8. Again, excellent violence, something I wasn't expecting, especially out of a Netflix movie. Not a lot of character development, but again, John Wick meets Thor. Can't go wrong with that.
And Keith?
I give it a 7.5. Good stuff. Excellent movie. Watch it again. So 7.5. Solid movie.
Jay?
I would give this an 8. And I'm giving it an 8. No, I was thinking about giving it an 8.5, but because the story seemed like it was lacking, it didn't really capture me. That's why I'm giving it an 8. I'm going to watch it again because it is a very entertaining movie. The action alone is entertaining as all hell. So I'm going to watch it again to see if I could just keep up with the story and figure out exactly what is going on. And if I do figure out everything, all the questions I had or do have still, then I may give it an 8.5. But right now, I'll give it an 8.
I'm going to give this a 7.5. The thing for me, it's just really the story. The story is a little confusing. Also, the setting, as Keith said, it's not endearing me to really see this person as being in danger or these other countries hired hitmen, military, things like that, as being that elite. It's good seeing Chris Hemsworth actually speaking his native accent. He is Australian. He plays an Australian, well, former Australian Special Forces, SAS. It's good to see him not having to fake an accent, which is always the same accent in almost every movie. If you're inside, like many of us are, which you should be, first of all, you can watch this, and it's a little too long. It's almost 2 hours. So it's like 120 minutes, it's 117. So I think if you cut maybe 15 minutes out of this, it becomes a lot better movie.
Back to the pacing, which Keith mentioned, because there were probably certain scenes that didn't need to be as long as it should have been.
Well, with the movie starting off the way that it did, it just got directly into the plot. It went directly into the plot, and then it got plot heavy, or tried to, and then the plot got confusing. So I think that's just my issues with it. I mean, it's not that it's a bad movie. Again, maybe I just need to watch it one more time because I know what's happening or what will happen. Beast Game Podcast, everybody. Stay inside, stay safe, stay locked.